going to tell you ahead of time, this may be my most dangerous, most controversial, most explosive top five, bottom five ever.
But we're not in any danger, are we? Just sitting close to you.
You may be.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it'd be in your best interest to wear protective gear.
Could you be more specific? Like a blast shield or a welder's mask?
At this time, I cannot be more specific.
Okay. You're of no help.
Since we just had the historic visit to these shores by Pope Francis, I thought I would rank the top five, bottom five popes of all time.
How could you know this?
Yeah.
You haven't studied them all.
I grew up Catholic. I think I'm pretty well equipped to handle a list like this. Plus, I'm a professional at ranking things.
What?
So why don't you listen to my top five, bottom five, and then tell me whether I was able to handle it or not?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'll listen. Gord's not going to listen.
Top five, bottom five popes of all time. I strongly considered putting Pope Francis in the top five, but since he is still in the middle of his reign,
he may have something.
Yeah,
horrible
something wheels
happens,
off
yeah.
may happen. So, kind of like it's weird to put a coach in a Hall of Fame while he's still coaching. I didn't put Francis in the top five, but he's the best pope I've ever seen, which isn't saying much because I've only seen five in my lifetime. It's a plus that he's from Argentina, the same country that produced Lionel Messi and Manu Ginobili, and the first pontiff from the Americas, as well as the first pontiff from the Southern Hemisphere. So he's got a lot of firsts.
Mm-hmm.
He's a trailblazer, and he could be a top fiver before it's all said and done.
Have you seen that picture of him as a young man wearing a Black Sabbath t-shirt? It's a real picture.
Is it really?
I think. Yeah.
Wow.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I don't know if that was before he became a priest or what, but
has to be
weird.
The first pope to ever wear a Black Sabbath t-shirt.
Maybe it was photoshopped. I don't know. I'll investigate.
All right, but here are my top five popes. Number five, Pope John the 23rd. He served in the late 50s and early 1960s, considered the most beloved pope ever. He opened Vatican II, which led to sweeping reform, a great peacemaker and human rights activist, and changed relationships with other religions for the better. He also had a hell of a recipe for queso.
Okay.
So that that snuck him into the top five.
Vatican II, that is a good one.
That's a big one. Number four, top five popes of all time, Leonard Pope. Probably the best football-playing pope ever. The 6'8 tight end from Georgia who played for the Cardinals. Yes, a pope was a cardinal, which makes total sense.
You make a damn joke out of everything.
Really
the
does.
Chiefs and the Steelers. He had 105 career receptions for almost 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns.
Leonard Pope.
Number three on my list of top five popes of all time, Pope Pius IX. Second longest serving pope, 31 years, he introduced the Immaculate Conception to the Catholic religion.
Famous play.
Which would later gain more prominence as the Immaculate Reception in NFL films. But that's pretty big to have on your resume. Second longest tenured pope, and you introduced the Immaculate Conception.
The Immaculate Conception... It was so unnecessary.
This is not the time nor place to debate that, but I know what you... I know what you mean.
You know my feelings.
Yes, yes.
My feelings have become known.
Number two on my list of top five popes, Leo the First, also known as Leo the Great. He saved Rome by fighting off Attila the Hun in 452, and he was the first to invoke a type of power of the commissioner's office authority so that he can intervene in lots of stuff.
Wow, Whoa. That's generic.
It is generic. And he fought Attila the Hun.
That's pretty good.
Yep. The Pope going to war.
Yes, pretty impressive. And number one on my list of top five popes, the greatest pope of all time, is there any question? Simon Peter, the first pope.
Indeed. So very indeed.
Anytime the Jesus gives you the keys to the car, you're probably very highly thought of in certain circles.
Yes, the Jesus circle.
Yes.
The actual Jesus handed him keys to the Econo van that the disciples rode around in.
He was, of course, the first pope, also the longest serving pope, 34 years.
Oh, okay.
Paved the way for all of the other 265 popes that followed him. So great that no subsequent pope has had the guts to call themselves Peter II.
That's right.
That's name pretty good.
That's like number 12 for the Cowboys. Off limits.
Well, what about what about Simon? You know, his name before Peter. Has anybody gone with that? Pope Simon?
You know, that's a good question. I don't believe so.
Hmm.
But I don't have the answer to that. That's a good question.
You know how he died?
He was crucified upside down, if I recall.
Upside down. They were going to crucify him. And you know what the first pope said?
Hmm.
No. I will not. I am not worthy to be crucified in the same manner as Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so, went upside down.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Pretty cool, strong stuff. Little statement there.
All right, now the bottom five popes. These would be, in my opinion, the worst popes of all time.
But no offense.
But no offense.
There are some bad ones.
Number five, Pope Urban VI. Served in the 1300s, famous for complaining that he did not hear enough screaming when his cardinals were being tortured.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, that'll get you in the bottom five.
Number a great jump shot, though.
Number four, I don't know what it is about this name, Pope Urban VII. He served in the late 1500s, but only for 13 days, the shortest reigning pope ever. He caught malaria and kicked the bucket before he was even coronated.
That's malarious.
Oh. All right, Dan.
Number three on my list of the bottom five popes of all time, Leo V. He was the Pac-Man Jones of popes.
Oh, God.
Because he loved to make it rain. They say under his watch, the church assumed a pagan character. And if you didn't like the way he was partying, he'd just have you killed.
Whoa.
His famous quote was, when he was voted pope, "God has given us the papacy, so let's enjoy it."
Gosh.
So spending was out of control under him.
Wow.
Number two on my list of the bottom five popes of all time, Benedict IX. He served in 1032, sold the papacy to the highest bidder, only to return years later and then leave again in order to marry his cousin.
The heck?
How wheels off was that guy?
She was hot.
And number one, the worst pope of all time, Stephen VI. He served for 2 years in 896 and 897, and most historians agree that he was the worst pope of all time, and they all point to the defining act of his papacy. He had his henchmen dig up the corpse of his predecessor, Pope Formosus.
And he, Whoa, that's a breaking name.
And he put the corpse on trial.
Oh, he, of course, found
the cadaver guilty on all charges, cut off three of the corpse's fingers, annulled all rulings made by Formosus, and threw the body into a river.
Whoa.
That is something that our current pontiff, Pope Francis, would never, ever do.
Would never, ever do.
And that's why Stephen VI is the worst pope of all time. So there you have it. I hope you can handle it.
That was fascinating.
I can barely handle it.
Bottom five popes.
Snopes is saying no on the Black Sabbath t-shirt, by the way.
Oh, really?
So just FYI. And it was not an Econo van that the disciples rode around in.
Oh,
it was
a
Honda, yes, because they said they were of one accord. Oh. So they only had the one car.
Oh, I get it.
I get it.
Hope everybody enjoyed my list.
I did. I enjoyed your list.
I hope everybody enjoyed me saving Junior's segment just then.
All right, it's 7:40.